Hey y'all, welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Cannabis Sativa. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and would like to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Hey y'all, Dan Scotland here. Hope you guys are having a very good day. As you know, I try to do this podcast to make cannabis accessible and available to all that need it, particularly the most vulnerable among us. Like I often say, I always aim to make this a podcast that makes cannabis accessible for regular people. And so right now I'm going to share a tip that I got from the Florida Medical Tree subreddit, and I'm going to cite this in the show notes. So I'll read the whole thread and I'll read the original post, and I hope it helps. And then I'll share some other things that will help. So here's another way to help save money if you're a Florida medical marijuana patient. So I'll read the post. Are prices for flower way too high for you no matter where you go? Please read this. It saved me. And I know that we've talked about this or I've heard about this from other folks in Florida, but I know that Three Boys Farm is against home grow. So I know that they don't have the best of cannabis politics, and they're a big sort of cannabis company that want to keep their oligarchy and want to keep sort of monopoly of control with regards to cannabis. But you gotta make the most of what you've got. You know, Florida doesn't have legal home grow for patients, and because of that, they have to go to these stores, and some of these stores are not going to have the best politics. You know, I've often said in my area, my nearest dispensary, I only have two in my immediate area that are readily available to me. One is a Columbia Care based affiliate, who was one of the companies who petitioned Governor Cuomo of New York to not allow home grow in New York's legalization plan. But again, this particular dispensary, they do flash sales, and they have very good flower. So although I hate their politics, and in my state, the Columbia Care affiliate, they lobbied against legalization. And another thing that they did that was scummy was that they didn't want people who had cannabis convictions working in the new legal cannabis industry, but they have changed their mind with adult use, and the dispensary that I go to that's near me, they're co-located now, so they have adult use now. And I've said in an article that I'll reference in this at the end of this episode, I'll put the article in the show notes. I was interviewed a couple months ago about how adult use co-located dispensaries have often they often run out of stock for the medical users, and this dispensary was such a dispensary that did this, and it's sad, you know. It's unfortunate when they get co-located and then the medical dispensaries focus only on the needs of adult users, and the people that are the sickest and most vulnerable get the shaft. But let's get to it. So let me read the post. Right now, Three Boys Farm has a promotion going on where they do 15 1-gram pre-rolls for $100. By using this combination and my 25% off first-time discount, I was able to get 45 grams of smokable product for $225, $5 a gram. Is it ideal that it's already ground up? No, of course it's not. But for that price, considering the cost of every other dispensary, I think it is worth posting about, since I haven't seen anyone else talk about that deal. So yeah, that's that post, and So another thing I'll add is Liberty Health Sciences in Florida tends to have very cheap flower for what I've been hearing. But I'm sure my listeners already know that, but I'll just reiterate that. But I just wanted to share that tip. I hope you guys found it useful. I hope you guys got a lot out of it. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support and expand our humble little project, there are a few ways you can support us. We plan on doing big and humble little things with our projects, such as getting to trade shows, visiting other MMJ and recreational states, and doing on-field work. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, and equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have $5 and $10 tiers if you're feeling extra generous, and those come with their own benefits too. And if you subscribe to the 10 and above tier, you get some personal time if you're over 21 with Mr. Sativa. So, you know, you can chat with me on Discord. You know, we can have 15-minute one-on-one time. So you get exclusive episodes. You get early releases when you join these tiers. And you can also subscribe and find our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Follow us on socials at on Twitter, for example, at IC Sativa Podcast, and on Instagram at I Am Cannabis Sativa. And as always, stay medicated, my friends. Peace.